Well, I sure am glad this morning that he holds my hand. I'm glad I wasn't left out, aren't you? The Lord is a wonderful Father. I feel this morning that I am forever indebted to Jesus for leaving his place in heaven, being willing to condescend to men and women of low estate. He was willing to humble himself and become obedient to death, and even the scripture says the death of the cross. And he searched me out personally. And he heard my cry and he called my name. And the Lord didn't send his servants to come and evaluate my unworthy condition and report back to him. But Jesus Christ himself came and he spoke to my heart. And he brought me a message of hope and deliverance and salvation. Because of that, it has made all the difference in my life. And I suspect this morning that it has made all the difference in your life too. That is the business that God is in. God is in the business of looking and seeking those that would call on His name and to hear their cries and to respond. And our part this morning is that we would acknowledge our need. Our part is that we would be very honest with Him about the needs that we have and recognize that, Lord God in heaven, I need help. I need more than what I have. And be willing to follow Him. I've written on the board this morning, need more than I have. You know, that's something that we as human beings, sometimes it's a said and unsaid thought where we think we need more than what we have. And really what we mean to say is that I want more than what I have. But this morning I want you to know that the title of the message is indeed the reality of the truth of the message that God has inspired me to share with you this morning, that I need more than what I have and of myself in my own power. And I'd like today to read an eye-opening, life-changing account that's found in the 10th chapter of Mark in the 46th verse. We'll start there. Mark 10 and 46 said, "And they came to Jericho, and as he went out of Jericho with his disciples and a great number of people, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the highway side begging. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. Many charged him that he should hold his peace. But he cried the more a great deal, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And Jesus stood still, commanded him to be called. And they called the blind man, saying unto him, be of good comfort. Rise, he calleth thee. And he, casting away his garments, rose and came to Jesus. And Jesus answered and said unto him, what wilt thou that I should do unto thee? The blind man said unto him, Lord, that I might receive my sight. And Jesus said unto him, go thy way. Thy faith hath made thee whole. And immediately he received his sight, and it said that he followed Jesus in the way. Well, on this special day, Bartimaeus heard the approach of Jesus. He heard that Jesus was going to be coming by, and it sounds like that the name of Jesus must have meant something to Bartimaeus, because when he heard that Jesus was going to come by that way, his heart began to stir within him. And yet I wonder if it crossed his mind and he thought, but what chance do I have? He was blind. We use our eyes to navigate and see and know where to go. And here it said that there were large crowds and there's obstacles. And what does the Lord care about Bartimaeus anyway with all that's going on and all the people that seem to be so much more important than Bartimaeus? How is Bartimaeus ever supposed to get in touch with Jesus? Have you ever felt that? Have you ever questioned your ability to really make contact with the throne of God, the Creator of all things? Have you ever wondered, is there any possible way that God really knows who I am? Is there any possible way that of all the people that are out in the world that God actually really knows who I am? Or is that just an idea to make me feel better? Is it just a theory? Is it just a thought? Is it just words on a page? Is it just a good sounding story? Or is it possible that the God of heaven that created everything, that He actually knows who I am, and that I mean something to Him such that He would stop by my way and help me? You ever wondered that? And then all of a sudden thoughts start crowding in of all the obstacles that seem to be in the way of you reaching Jesus. The press, as it's called in the Word of the Lord in another story. But this day, a man that seemed to have so little chance in life caught Jesus' attention. And the Scripture said here in the 46th verse, as they came to Jericho, and they came to Jericho, and as He went out of Jericho. Did you hear what that said? And they came to Jericho, and as He went out of Jericho, Jesus was passing by. He came to Jericho, but now He's going out of Jericho. And I just want to impress upon us all this morning, folks, we have a window of opportunity when Jesus Christ passes by our way. And Jesus came to the Laranger. And Jesus came, and insert your name. Jesus came to your house, and He passed by your way. And as He was going out, there's going to come a time when the Lord has already come and He's on His way out. And it's a window of opportunity that we want to take advantage of. Because if we don't, we're going to end up in a place where we're left unfulfilled. There was a time that Bartimaeus sat begging. And it seemed like that was going to be his lot for the rest of his life. For he would beg and he would ask of those that were also spiritually blind and in need. He was blind. He was needy. And yet he was asking of those that were also needy. And were also many of them spiritually blind. What chance did he have if he couldn't get in touch with Jesus Christ? I want to take advantage of the opportunity when Jesus Christ passed my way. And this said that he came to Jericho. He was faithful to Jericho. And it said as he went out of Jericho, there were all of these people that were there. And blind Bartimaeus, he was sitting by the wayside, and he was begging. And so in desperation, he began to cry out as he began maybe to think about, this is my chance to get a hold of something that is more than what I've ever been able to get a hold of before. And so he began to cry out, and the people, it said, tried to quiet him. And I can just hear the people. Bartimaeus, quiet down. We're trying to hear what the master's saying. Bartimaeus, you've got a place on your curb over here. No one's trying to push you off your curb. Just stay right there, quiet down. The master's coming by. We're trying to focus. Bartimaeus, go back to your assigned seat. You ever feel that way? You ever feel that sometimes in life, it feels like you've been given an assigned place that was outside and beyond anything you decided? And it's a place in life that you wouldn't choose. It's a place in life that it seems like is just yours to have to live with. This is your place. This is how you're created. This is your situation. This is your lot at school. This is your lot at home. This is your place in the workplace. This is who you are as a person. These are your weaknesses. These are the mountains that you're just going to have to deal with for the rest of your life. This is your assigned seat. Many times we can start to have a flicker of hope. And it feels like that there is a press and a voice that says, just go back, just quiet down. Go back to your assigned seat. And maybe that's what they were trying to get Bartimaeus. Just quiet down, Bartimaeus. Go back to where you came from and let us focus on the master coming by. But what was Bartimaeus' response? He cried the more. It says, no, I'm not going to be quieted. I'm going to press through this press because my only hope is in Jesus. I'm willing to do whatever it is that I have to do to see Jesus. Why? Because he needed something more than what he had and more than anybody else had. And brothers and sisters this morning, fellow Christians this morning, every single one of us that are here today, we are in need of something more than what we have on hand in our own strength. And I don't think that we ever arrive where we can say, well, I've arrived and now let's just hope everybody else can arrive too. And begin to feel self-sufficient. Begin to feel self-justified. As we go through life and we move from one season of life into another season of life, which brings new mountains, which brings new land to conquer, every single one of us today are in need of the indwelling presence of the Holy Spirit. Every person here today is in need of the power of the Holy Spirit. Every single one of us today, we are in need of being touched by the Master's hand. And yet, so often, we go through life and we toil and we work and we try to be better and we try to climb the mountains with good intentions that are in front of us, and maybe we come to church and we hear a gospel message that touches a place in our lives that we know we need to move up in, and so we purpose in our hearts to do better, and we go home and we try to live better and we try to have victory, but it just seems like it's not there, and it just seems like the peace that we're looking for is elusive and we just can't get a hold of it. And so what we do is we purpose again and we dig down a little deeper and we try again and give ourselves to just working at it harder and still come up short. And it can lead to discouragement and spiritual disillusionment sometimes. Because after all, we're praying to the Lord about it. but I think sometimes the problem is that we don't pray with all of our hearts. We don't cry the more. We give a half-hearted effort, or it's short-lived. Sometimes we pray with little expectation. Oftentimes, as Christians, we become comfortable with our place at the curb. We become comfortable with the garments that we have wrapped ourselves in. Do you remember when Moses saw the burning bush and he came and... Do you remember what the Lord said to Moses? And I believe that Joshua might have been told the same thing, but I know Moses was. He said, "Take off your shoes. You're standing on holy ground. Moses, you're going to have to unstrap that which you walk in. You're going to have to set your way to the side before you can hear the word of the Lord." And I feel like that sometimes as Christians, we become comfortable with where we are, and somehow we get this idea that perhaps we have arrived more than what we've really arrived. And sometimes I feel in fear that as Christians, me included, that we draw back sometimes from crying the more. We draw back from stepping outside of our comfort zone. We draw back from being viewed as somebody that's in need. Bartimaeus had to, if he was going to see Jesus, he was going to have to cry out for help. And eventually there was going to be somebody that recognized this man is saying he has a need. And I think sometimes we don't want to recognize or let others know that we have a need, and sometimes even in our own lives. I don't know why, maybe as human beings, sometimes we have a hard time being honest with ourselves and with God and just saying, "Lord God in heaven, I have a need and I can't do anything about it. Lord, I've tried. Lord, I come and... And Lord, I try to do better and I give myself to being more what I should be. And I try to climb that mountain, but it just seems like I never can get there. Lord God in heaven, have mercy on me. I'm in great need." And then the voices come and they say, "Oh, Roger, quiet down. You've got a place. You're giving some alms each day. You're being fed. You're okay. Just that's kind of your place. Everybody's got their place. Just deal with it. You'll be all right." And so we quiet down and we withdraw and we continue to go through life carrying the weights that we have carried for weeks and months and sometimes years. And then we wonder why we still struggle when we pray. May God help us to realize that the place where we stand in our own strength that may seem comfortable to us, as the curb that Bartimaeus stood on, the garments that he was wrapped in that he subsequently cast off and cast away, sometimes we become too comfortable with those things and we find too much security in them. And we believe we'll just do better in our own strength. We'll just try harder. But that must be what we're missing. When really what we're missing is that we are unwilling to cry the more. To give ourselves more fully than what we've ever given ourselves before. To reach Jesus. That we might be touched by the hand of the Master. I believe this morning that the Lord has some victories for some people that are here today that may have seemed elusive to you, and maybe you feel like that there's no hope in those areas, And I believe that the Lord is sending this message as a message of encouragement and challenge to you today, to me too, that there is yet hope in Jesus Christ if we will. Well, what happened here? In this instance, in the 49th verse, in the midst of all the other noise and the jockeying for position to be maybe seen by Jesus Christ and to hear what He had to say, Jesus heard a call from the innermost part of a desperate man's heart. I don't know if He said this, but perhaps He said, James, John, Peter, did you all hear that? Somebody called for me. And I can just hear the Lord or the disciples as they did when Jesus said, who touched me? Remember that story? Who touched me? And they said, Lord, what do you mean who touched you? There's people all around you. No, who touched me? And in this case, did you hear that? Somebody called. What do you mean who called? No, I heard a call from the heart. I heard a call from a man that recognized that his only hope was in me. I heard a call from a man that was desperate and has put all of his faith, his hope, and his confidence in the power of Jesus Christ. And he stood still. And he called and he said, tell him, come. And so Bartimaeus that day made himself vulnerable before Jesus and the people. And he stepped away from the place that he had at the curb. Maybe it was Bartimaeus' spot. And the Scripture said that he cast off his garments. It's like those things that we wrap ourselves in, that we are secure in. Our security blankets. The things that we have grown accustomed to holding on to. You follow me? He cast it off. Because he was getting ready to jump in the deep end. He was getting ready to go all in. And so he stepped away from his place of familiarity and comfort and cast off the garments that enclosed him. And he stepped out to meet Jesus. And Jesus met him in the road. And he asked him a question. What is it? What is it that you would have that I do for you? And he said, Lord, that I might receive my sight. I want to see, Lord. I sit here, Lord, day after day. And Lord, I have this place that I've grown familiar with. And I have this garment that I've wrapped myself in. And I come and I look for help. And sometimes people come by and they give me things that are help for the day. But Lord, when I get to the end of the day and I find that I still have the same need that I had when I got here this morning, Lord, I'm still blind and I can't see. And Lord, I want so much. I want so much to have the peace of God in my heart. Lord, I want so much to be able to taste of the joy of the Lord. Lord, I want the river of life to pass through my life and my heart. And I haven't found it anywhere else, Lord. And Lord, you're on your way out of Jericho. And this is where I am. This is my house. This is where I live. And you've been here and you're going. And Lord, you're my only hope. Lord, would you please have mercy on me? I want to find myself, Lord, with something different than searching for the things that satisfieth not. And Jesus said unto him, Go thy way. Thy faith hath made thee whole. And get what it says. And he received his sight. It's not the end. He received his sight and followed Jesus in the way. He didn't just need eyesight. He needed Jesus. And he realized, Lord, I need more than temporal eyesight. But I need something in my heart that brings life. I want to follow after truth. Lord, I want to have spiritual vision. And it is only through you, Lord, that real life comes. And so when he received his sight, he didn't go his way and let the Lord pass on out of Jericho. But he followed him. It says, in the way. And this morning, just as Bartimaeus was told by those around him, be of good comfort. The Master calleth for thee. This morning, the Master calleth for you too. And when we desire a touch from the Lord, and we acknowledge that we can't find it in our own strength, and we are willing to step away from all of those things that maybe we have put our trust in that is of our own strength. And as the song says, we cast ourselves recklessly out, casting all that we had previously put faith in off, and step out into the road to meet Jesus. And when we are willing to cry out, the more, Jesus is willing to hear our voice. And Jesus is willing to meet with us. And before we close this morning, I want to ask you a question to the Christian. When was the last time that you cried out to the Lord? Did you get the question? When was the last time as a Christian that you really cried out to the Lord? Because you see, it goes farther than that. He didn't just cry out. He said he cried out the more. When was the last time as a Christian that you recognized that you had a need? And not only did you cry out to the Lord, but you were not satisfied with that voice that said, that's your assigned seat. Just keep pushing, grit your teeth, it's your lot in life. And you said, no, I want to see Jesus. See, I believe this morning that one of the reasons why we don't have as much victory as we would like to have in life, I believe one of the reasons why we don't see as many answered prayers that we would like to see, is because sometimes we come breezing through with a prayer, with a lot of distraction, with half expectation. Sometimes we're willing to cry out and fall on our knees from our heart for a while, but then go back where we came from. And as Christians, sometimes I feel like the enemy takes advantage of us and causes us to think, You've been there, you've done that, you got saved, this is kind of how it is now, this is kind of your life, this is kind of what Christianity and living for the Lord is going to be kind of like for you, and so get whatever joy you can out of it, and these other things over here that you've struggled with, well, that's, you just press, just keep, just deal with it. He cried out the more, and as Christians, the exhortation to us this morning is that we be like blind Bartimaeus, who was not silenced, who was willing to cast aside all of the things that he put his faith in previously, and seek the Lord from your heart, acknowledging your need, giving him your all, and being willing to follow wherever he leads. Jesus' words of invitation are, "Come unto me. Be of good comfort. And I, by the grace of God, want to avail myself of that invitation. Because I need, yea, I am desperate, for that which can only come from Jesus. Aren't you? Maybe this morning we can stand and from our hearts sing, "I come unto thee." Amen.